Chapter 32 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. There was a long distance from the capital to the paddock, and they had to stay on the road for a long time. Xu Mei and Xu Yu had not had many friends since they came to the capital from Suizhou. They couldn't go out often because they hadn't got married. They finally came out and they were all like fresh ducklings, cheering and not quiet at all. There were many officials and noble women accompanying them, and the whole official road was full of convoys. Xu Mei quietly lifted the curtain of the carriage and looked out. He was extremely happy, and once Xu Yu found out that he had secretly lifted the curtain, he sternly pulled down Xu Mei's hand, warned, "Brother," Xu Mei didn't care, nudged Xu Yu, and continued to do it for a while. They had to eat once on the way to reach the paddock in the evening. After lunch, Xu Mei couldn't stay in his carriage anymore, so he climbed to Du Xian's carriage. Xu Ting only sat with Du Xian in the carriage for a while, and then she went out to ride her horse, which was convenient for Xu Mei and Xu Yu. "Why didn't Jing come with you guys?" Du Xian grabbed two handfuls of nuts from the small compartment in the carriage and gave them to Xu Mei and Xu Yu. "I don't want to call him." Xu Mei wanted to say that, but Xu Yu gently poked his elbow and reluctantly shut him up. "Brother Jing was a little dizzy. He was resting in the carriage and didn't come with us." "Oh, then, when you go back later, bring some sour orange peel and dried yellow peach to Jing to suppress nausea." Du Xian laughed and didn't think much. Du Xian liked to eat these things, and Xu Ting also prepared a lot, but Xu Mei and the others didn't have so many fancy snacks in their carriage. Every courtyard in the Zhenbian Palace got a monthly allowance. Li Yun and Yi Pingair, two concubines, had no extra income except for a monthly allowance. Xu Mi and Xu Yu, monthly money were given by their own father. Unlike Xu Ting, she had her own private property to make money, otherwise the money that Han Ji sent her would not be enough for her to support the people in the Qingfeng courtyard. Du Xian was in charge of Qingfeng courtyard accounts, and sometimes he wondered how Xu Ting had so much money. The weather was already cold in September, and the winter in the capital was not less than the bitter and cold Suizhou. Xu Mei said wistfully, "I don't know if there are wolves and foxes with good fur in the paddock, otherwise there will be no good fur clothes this year." When he was in Suizhou, in order to prevent wild beasts from attacking the livestock of the border residents in winter, Xu Ting went to the grassland to hunt wolves, foxes, wild dogs, etc. every year, and also to check Dawan movements. The furs hunted were distributed to the men in the family. Every time Xu Ting brought back top quality furs, and this year, when she arrived at the capital from Suizhou, the government had actually imported a batch of furs, but compared with the previous ones, Xu Mei didn't like any of them. "He might as well wear last year's. Go and beg your elder sister, ask her to give you some good fur." Du Xian laughed. Xu Yu immediately said, "My sister must be hunting fur for brother-in-law. My brother and I don't want to beg my sister." Du Xian had a gentle smile on his face, "Then you two come to your brother-in-law and pick it. If you pick it, your elder sister will have no opinion." Xu Mei didn't have an exquisite mind like Xu Yu at all, and immediately said happily, "Thank you, brother-in-law." Listening to the laughter in the back compartment, Shukin in the front compartment was smiling while making tea. It was really good that the master was being respected and admired by the younger members of the palace. Xu Jing was paying attention to Xu Ting all the time. He saw Xu Ting riding out of the carriage, and then waited until Xu Mei and Xu Yu went to Du Xian's carriage, biting his lip, and couldn't help it anymore. Xu Ting personally taught Du Xian to ride horses, and the whole Zhenbian's palace knew that Han Ji was also happy to see it succeed, indicating that the two had a good relationship and that he would soon be able to hold a granddaughter. In the eyes of the servants, it became a proof that the young master was favored, and their attitude towards Du Xian was even more respectful for this reason. Most of the sons of military generals could ride horses, and the rules of Suizhou were not as strict as those of the capital, so they could even ride horses. But neither Xu Jing nor Xu Yu knew how to ride horses. Those who could ride were the married sons of Han Ji. As for Xu Jing and Xu Yu, Xu Xuan actually didn't put much thought into them. If he asked his sister, he wanted to ride a horse, he was innocent, and certainly couldn't let the guards take him. Then his sister would train him personally, right? Will the sister hold him? Xu Jing immediately told the servant to find Xu Ting, and then waited in the carriage excitedly and nervously. When he thought that Du Xian would see Xu Ting take him for a ride, indescribable feelings welled up in his heart, like a million ants crawling around. Xu Jing's personal servant walked to Xu Ting with small steps, lowered his brows and whispered, "Queen's daughter, the master said he wants to ride a horse." Xu Ting was condescending, and only saw a black head and a bit of chin tip. Looking at the clothes, she couldn't recognize whether it was Shukin or Chanair. After all, she wouldn't bother to remember what they liked to wear. So Xu Ting rode directly to the side of Du Xian's carriage and knocked on the window. Chong Ning, come to the carriage seat. Du Xian didn't know what to do, but he hung up a veil obediently, got out of the carriage and walked to the carriage seat. Xu Ting, give me your hand. Du Xian stretched out his hand, and Xu Ting directly carried Du Xian onto the horse's back. The startled Du Xian was held in Xu Ting's arms, and quickly calmed down. He couldn't help smiling. The wind was cool in the late autumn, so Xu Ting tied a cloak and wrapped Du Xian up in the cloak after carrying him to her horse. Du Xian hid in Xu Ting's arms, revealing only a pleasant and beautiful face. Has Xian ever come out of town to play before? Du Xian shook his head. Mother didn't like me, so I never came out. Xu Ting kissed Du Xian on the side of the face, her eyes showing pity and love. Xu Ting didn't notice it. Unconsciously, Du Xian's words could touch her softest feelings with a single sentence. Autumn scenery is declining, and there are no maple leaves planted on both sides of the road. I'll take you out to show you next summer. Xu Jing, who had been waiting for a long time, finally waited until the servant returned and immediately asked, "Where's my sister?" The little servant hesitated, not knowing how to answer, and was very afraid. Although Xu Jing didn't know how to beat people, the way he punished people was even more terrible than hitting a board. The queen's daughter, took the young master Xian to ride a horse. The servant went out of his way and said, "What? Why is this happening? I don't know, maybe the queen's daughter didn't recognize me." Trash! Xu Jing suddenly pinched his little servant hard, and the little servant covered his arms and tears streamed out. Raising the curtain, Xu Jing gazed at the figure in front of the procession. He couldn't see Du Xian being held by Xu Ting, but he could imagine the scene, and he was so angry. Amazingly, there was no excess anger on Xu Jing's face, just a pair of deep eyes. **. Thank you Ray0312 for the donation. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragontia.